Does your website work for you? Your website is an employee. You wouldn't continue to pay an employee that didn't do his job, so don't pay for a site that doesn't produce results. Whether you don't have a site yet or want to improve an existing one, Josh at Idea Fusion Media can help. Want your site to be found easily on search engines like Google? How about growing your business via social media like Facebook? He can help with that as well. Idea Fusion Media, web design that works for you. For your free website review, visit IdeaFusionMedia.com. That's IdeaFusionMedia.com.
This is Tony Ubelar with Ubelar & Sons Toyota in Jasper. You know what happens when you sell a bunch of new Toyotas? You trade for hundreds of great pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and sport utilities. Many are certified, have factory warranty remaining, fully inspected, and they're all priced to sell. Hurry in for the best selection. Ubelar & Sons Toyota, where customers send their friends for a great pre-owned vehicle since 1929.
Do you have a question or comment for Coach K or Joe? You can call into the show at area code 773-897-6325. Now, back to the Coach K and Joe Show.
Hi, this is Kent Benson, and you're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show.
And we're back on the Coach K and Joe Show. I'm pumped, folks, not just for the Pacers victory, but I'm even more pumped for our next guest, Bobby Slick Leonard. I think he saved pro sports in Indiana, but that's my opinion. Coach Leonard, welcome to the show.
How's everything down there? Is it raining?
You know what? When the Pacers win, the rain goes away, the clouds part, the good Lord brings the sun out. And Coach, I think everybody in Indiana, at least any Pacer fan anywhere, is just taking a big sigh. They slept better last night, and they're pretty excited for home court advantage and the Heat coming up.
Well, I'll tell you, when this series started, I had watched Washington play against Chicago. They took them out in five games, and they looked impressive doing it. I had my doubts that we would win three games in Washington, but we pulled it off.
You know, Coach, I think a lot of fans, and even though I've coached high school basketball and worked at college camps and things like that, but you're the pro-level guy, and I wanted to ask you a couple questions about that. What is it that would cause teams to have intensity, what I call intensity gaps at home, and then go on the road, and you get the opposite? You get great effort and play from the Pacers on the road, and really poor play last night from the Wizards at home. Is the travel got anything to do with it? I mean, what goes on physically and mentally for these guys for something like that?
Well, the travel has nothing to do with it. I mean, even though, I still do home games, I got off the road. But you go out the airport, there's a charter plane waiting there. They take your luggage and put it on there for you. You get wherever you're going, and you land in a charter facility, and they come out and put your bags on the bus. I mean, and you get the hotel, they come and get your bags and put them in a room. I mean, the travel's a piece of cake. It really is. I think going to those ball games, 82 game schedule's a long schedule. No question about that, but I think you have to look at the psychology of the game. The other night we came out, we had a 3-1 lead in the series, and I think we thought it was going to be easy, and we didn't come out to play, and we got thumped pretty good.
It was almost hard to watch at times to see the Wizards and John Wall. They shot exceptionally well at Bankers Life. We didn't seem to get a hand up to contest. We didn't rotate very well. One of the things the Pacers have done pretty well in this series, especially when they win, is play decent defense. And then last night they come out on the road. They seem to play solid. The thing that shocked me, Coach, the Washington Wizards crowd was never in the game. There was no sixth man available to them from a crowd standpoint, and the Pacers just seemed to to come ready to accomplish the task. I guess Pacer fans are just confused on why can't we get this done at home early in a series, and even though we have the home court advantage going into this Miami series for a conference championship, we haven't played well at home to start the series.
Well, we better play well at home now, because this we got Sunday afternoon and Tuesday, and if you don't play well against Miami, they'll beat you to death. They in the Brooklyn series, and that's the way they play. They spread you out. They put those three shooters in a corner, and poor old Brooklyn. They had a game one in Brooklyn, and Chris Bosh hits one out of one corner. And then the next night in Miami, they've got Miami on the ropes again, and Ray Allen hits one out of the other corner. So they spread you out, and then they got the best player on the planet. There's no question about that. So it's going to be a tough series. It's going to be a tough one.
You've seen a lot of great players come in, and I just want to play off of one of your comments. A guy like Ray Allen, you know, people say a shooter's got to shoot. He was 0 for 6 up to that point in the game from 3 twice. Here comes the ball. I'm ready. Puts it up. Hits a big shot. He did that last year in the playoffs. There's a guy, his skills as far as his physical quickness, those types of things have diminished with age. It happens to all of us, unless you're on steroids. But he still has the mental toughness to knock down those big shots, and he's not scared to take them.
Well, once you're a great shooter, as you well know, once you're a great shooter, 80% of it is mental. And all the great shooters, they will shoot, and they're having a night where, like you said, he's 0 for 6. But in his mind, he's thinking he's going to hit the next 10 in a row. So he's going to keep firing at you. So you better play him tough.
You know, Coach, before I get into the positives of the Pacers, I just want to hit on some concerns. And you talked about how the Heat will spread you out a little bit. Well, also, they're very active defensively with their hands. Their arms are up. Their hands are moving. Their feet are always moving. I'm a little concerned at some of almost at times the elementary passing mistakes the Pacers make, the long passes from out front on the top of the key, the difficult passes from the top of the key into the wing, the double teams, we don't split. We try to throw just a straight pass, and it gets picked off. What do you have concerns like I do about that? What is it with this Pacer group where they don't pass take and they don't throw bounce passes when they need to, and they just don't seem to look people off, almost elementary passing mistakes at times?
Well, they take too many chances. I mean, when for example, in the Washington series, when they were overplaying the passing lanes and they're up on a guy and we try to hit him, and they steal the ball and go on down to the other end and lay it in. We make a lot of passes where there's no pass to be made. And then, you know, the other thing is sometimes, well, all the time, there's great passers. You take Larry Bird, for example. Larry Bird was the greatest passing forward in the history of the NBA. Some guys aren't good passers. Paul George is not a good passer. He's not a good passer. He doesn't see the floor. Probably the guy that sees the floor the best but takes too many gambles is Lance Stephenson. And he'll throw it away. But he does see the floor, and he'll make a spectacular pass. And when he does, you don't know what's going to happen next. But we get a little careless with the ball, and the coaches are on them all the time. If we can keep those turnovers down to somewhere around 12 to 14, then we're in good shape. But when we start turning it over and it gets up there in the low 20s, then that's a new ball game.
Yeah, and what concerns me is the guys like you called the greatest player on the planet, LeBron James, and some of those guys, they get themselves moving defensively. You got that long 6'8", 6'9", arm out there. That changes that passing lane real quick. And if you're floating passes, if you're throwing him into to tight quarters. He's going to get a hand on it. A couple of those other guys are going to get a hand on it. Like you said, go the other way. Now, speaking of last night, you brought up Lance Stephenson. Really came up big for us, as did West. It was a team effort. There's no doubt about it. But we got two good efforts from Stephenson and West, perimeter post, and it was good to see that, because sometimes some of those guys are missing. They're missing in the games on a consistent basis. So your thoughts on their play last night?
Well, I thought you mentioned the Washington crowd. The only time they came alive was when Beal hit that shot that put them ahead by 1 point. And other than that, in that ball game, I thought, I don't think we played great, but I think Washington, I was surprised the way Washington played. After beating us to death in here in game five, I was a little surprised at the way they played, but you know, we had a good team effort, and our ball club is a club that we cannot afford to have three guys out of the starting lineup have bad ball games, and that's happened before. I mean, that's happened. I've seen George Hill and Roy Hibbert disappear, and so. We're going into a series, and this is a strong suit, and you brought this up. This is a strong suit Miami has. They can turn their defense up better than anybody in the NBA. They will jump all over you. They'll double team you down in the corners. They'll do all the things that makes it tough. So that's the kind of series it's going to be. And you win. I've been a lot of big time series in my time playing and coaching. You and I both know that the defensive end and the rebounding night in and night out is what wins ball games for you.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Coach. You hit it on the head. A lot of people are just watching that ball go through the hoop. But I'll tell you what, you got to rebound and you got to defend, just like you said. That's why I liked Indiana throughout the season and why I'm worried about the Heat, because they haven't had the ability in games I've watched to just turn that defensive intensity up. And when their momentum gets going, if you're not making good passes, if you're not pass faking, if you're not looking guys off, if you're not cutting when the double teams happen to open up a passing lane, That's when it just becomes so sticky for a team, and we've got to pass well. The other thing is we got to hit our shots, because you know what? The other team can't get out and go if you're hitting shots. Now, you can go unmade baskets, but it makes it a lot better when you hit shots. I just got a text message from one of our listeners, Coach, and they're asking me to ask you, is David West emerging as the team leader on the floor for these Pacers?
Well, he has been all year. David West is a real pro. He's a real pro. You go back several years back, Reggie Miller was a real pro. That's a guy that comes out every night and gives you what it takes to win. That's all they think about is winning. And he has a voice in the dressing room also. So, yeah, David West has been the leader of this ball club.
And we saw at least in Coach, maybe you can kind of teach us a little bit. Hibbert's had his issues, and we're not going to get into what goes on behind the scenes or if there was anything. But all of a sudden, in the Washington series, he starts to play better. Is part of that because of the type of the matchups that Washington posed versus the Hawks are his? He just found his way back a little bit, because let's face it, if he can do nothing else for the Pacers but protect the rim against the drives by the Heat, as we saw last year how important it was, the Pacers are just a much better team when he's doing that. But what about the reemergence of Roy Hibbert? What's your take on what you're seeing, and is it partly the matchups, or is it just somewhere he got his head straightened out a little bit?
Well, Roy Hibbert, if you know Roy, Roy is not a tough guy. He's an easygoing guy, and he got in a, if you want to call it a funk, where it got worse and worse and worse, and he lost confidence. But then his teammates took hold of him, David West, Paul George, and they sat down and talked to him. They said, hey, we can't win without you. You've got to get back to doing the same things. You've got to get more physical. And consequently, he has. And his college coach from Georgetown came in, and that helped him some. And his agent, David Falk, I saw both of them there in a ball game earlier in the series. So he's one of those guys. And last night I thought the one thing that he did that I really noticed was finally he went after a ball, went up and stuffed a shot. I mean, jammed it. So when he's physical and protecting the rim, we can win.
And you know, Coach, those are little things that people may not realize are important, but when guys start doing that again, you know, there's no hesitation. There's no, I'm going to wait and see I just go get it and get it done. Because the guy's enormous. He takes up so much space, and it is amazing how even a LeBron James has to think twice before taking it to the rim when Roy's there and Roy's moving like Roy can move. So I'm excited to see that. I hope he gets off to a great start against the Miami Heat. Coach, when you look at this series, to beat the Heat, I love saying that, beat the Heat, home court advantage, what are the first couple things that come to your mind? What do the Pacers have to do if they're going to put themselves in a position, one, to make this a long series, if possible, or two, to come out ahead and win this thing?
Well, the one big thing about Miami, now, you cannot let them break you down and get to the hoop, because then if Big Roy would step in and all this kind of thing, that they'll throw it back outside and hit those three shooters. But basically what has beaten Miami is when you have a good, tough defense that makes them shoot from outside. That makes them shoot from outside. A couple, two or three years ago, Rick Carlisle, Dallas, played Miami in the World Championships, and Rick put together a zone where they couldn't get into the middle of the floor, and they couldn't drive. LeBron couldn't drive. He had to shoot from outside. And mentally, it really bothered Miami when they started missing shots, and Dallas won the series. So it's no different than any other game. You walk inside those black lines, you've really got to compete. I mean, you've got to compete at a high level, and that's not one guy. That's everybody. Everybody has to compete. You've got to be physical, and if you do that, you do all you can do, then let the cards fall where they may.
Yeah, and these guys are professionals. You know, we can't say they haven't been there. Even though the Pacers are still a young team, they've been there. They know what this is all about. Coach Vogel said after the game last night, as any coach should say, listen, whatever we've gone through, it doesn't matter. How poorly we played in the couple hits, we've won the series, we're moving on, and that's what we got to focus on, where we're going. Eliminating easy transition baskets by, we've talked about it. You can't make the silly turnovers to lead to easy transition baskets for the Heat. But I think you make a great point, Coach, and I don't think people realize this. You watch a LeBron James. And if he's forced to shoot on the perimeter, you got a much better shot at beating him. He really heats up when he gets some easy moves and tough moves to the basket. That just gives him great confidence to hit those outside shots. But if you can start him on the perimeter and kind of keep him there, although that's tough to do, if you can do that, you eliminate a big part of his game in getting hot and getting to where he gets other people involved in the game. And we know it from coaching. You know it. We knew it as players, you on the much higher levels. When teams just stand around and shoot long shots, you're not going to be effective long term. Now, even Brooklyn, they had a big night from the three-point line the other night. They were 15 of 25 against the Heat. But still, they needed inside opportunities to win that game, and they need the Heat not to play well. So the Pacers, I agree with you. Rick Carlisle's idea with Dallas, we got to somehow keep those guys out on the perimeter and make them settle for what's easy, and that's a jump shot.
Well, one of the big things about it is if you let LeBron make moves, which the guy's great, let's face it, but if you let him make moves and he starts going to the hoop on you, these referees, they'll put him on the line 90% of the time. Because I've seen him go in there a lot of times and not get hit, and they put him online. So that's been the way it's been ever since I was a player in the NBA. The marquee players get the calls, and he's the biggest marquee player in the league, and he gets a lot of calls.
Yeah, he does. There's no doubt about it. What should we expect from Paul George in this series? What does he have to do to help the Pacers step up another level?
Well, when you look at the defensive assignments, now he just came off of, you know, the thing that bothers me a little bit, Paul has been playing a lot of minutes. Now, Frank's giving him today off, and probably tomorrow, Saturday, they'll watch movies of the Washington series because they need some rest. They need a little bit of rest. Thank goodness that there's a couple days here before they have to go in, and, you know, it's an afternoon ball game. But Paul has got to defend LeBron James. That's a defensive matchup. So then that puts David West on Chris Bosh. So David's going to have to go out on the floor. This is a ball club that I can't remember if Roy has to go out on the floor. I can't remember. Let's see who else there. But they're starting out with Chalmers and. Who's the other guard they're starting with? I can't think of it.
I can't either.
Who,
I can't.
Oh, Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, we can think of the other guard. Now, there's another guy you don't want to let him get off on you. And once you do get him stopped, stay on your feet because that's his big play. He gives you a head and shoulder fake. And then jumps into you, and they put him on the line. But that's Lance Stevenson's job. Lance will be on Dwayne Wade. George Hill will be on Chalmers. Paul George will be on LeBron. And David West will be on Bosh. Now, whoever they start in the middle, then that's Roy.
And it's going to be an exciting, the lead-up's going to be exciting. Well, I'm hoping that the Pacers are rising to the occasion because they're prepared and they're ready and they've been there before. There's no excuses. You just got to come play and you got to play your best. Home court advantage, everything in our hands. We just got to play. Coach, it was great to have you again. Thanks for coming on. Folks, don't forget, he's got a wonderful book out. Boom, baby. Wonderful book by Coach Leonard. And, Coach, as I've said before, I think you saved pro sports in Indiana, and they should have a Mount Rushmore-like statue of you out in front of Bankers Life or somewhere up there in Indianapolis.
Well, it's been a good life. You know, basketball has been a great life, and Nancy and I have been blessed. No question about it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, and continued blessings to you and your family. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more NBA. You're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show.